Hi, you're listening to Cam FM. It is 5 o'clock on Thursday, and I am here with the Fireflies.
Hello, Dan. How are you? You okay?
Great to hear from you. Yeah, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely over the moon to be speaking to you. Cheers.
So I'm really excited to be talking to you about the tour that you're currently on, as well as some of your recent singles and stuff that you've got lined up for the future. Can you give us a little sneak peek about any of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm more than happy to, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. So before we go into that, though, we're going to start with a song of yours that I absolutely love. It is This House Is Ours.
Thank you.
Shipwrecked on this land, so far from what's ours. I see what's left of our own sunken hearts. I smell the salt in the air. I feel the wind from my hair. Tattoos of loved ones fading over time. Needles and tears on your skin. This house is ours, oh yeah, this house is ours. Lately I feel like my smile's underneath cobwebs and dust on the floor. I feel it pulling my lungs. Oh, don't wake me when I'm gone. Sunlight this morning of yawn. Oh, mother, take me home. On these mountains I roam. Oh, oh, it's a beautiful life, cultivated over hours. Oh, oh, it's a beautiful life. This house is ours. Oh, this house is ours. Oh yeah,
this house is ours. So that was This House Is Ours from the Fireflies, who we are talking to right now. So your two most recent songs are This House Is Ours, that we just played, and Runaway, which were both released last year. Can you tell us a little bit about what went into those songs, what inspirations you had?
Yeah, I think for Runaway, it was a little bit... We didn't really have songs that were kind of like punch the air, kind of like triumphant stuff. So that was a little bit... I've recently got into like Bruce Springsteen. So it was a little bit kind of me kind of shaping my writing to sound a little bit like Bruce. But then it kind of came out organically then after that, which was pretty cool. So it was just like a massive, we just wanted a massive chorus. We just wanted that kind of heartland rock, Americana kind of thing with Runaway. So, and the way it came out, I presented it to the band, just like the bare bones of the song. And I presented it to the rest of the band and everyone puts their stamp on it individually. And it just came out, you know, as Runaway, which was really nice. And with This House Is Ours, our acoustic guitarist, Joe, he used to be in like a Celtic band, so we thought it was the perfect opportunity for him to kind of migrate some of that into our band. So a lot of the acoustic guitar, well, I don't play any guitar in that track for the first time ever, so it's literally all the acoustic guitars, Joe. But it was just, I think I wrote that when I was on holiday in Spain. It was just like being far away from home and just kind of reflecting, really. You know, it sounds quite trite, I guess. But that's kind of what that was about, really. And so me and my wife, we just bought a house. So again, it was it sounds quite literal, really, and I suppose it is. But those two songs have like kind of took off, really, like on social media and, you know, radio play-wise. It's been received really, really well, which is something I'm incredibly proud of. So yeah, excellent stuff.
Okay, brilliant. And something quite interesting about those two songs is they've got a lot more streams on Spotify than all your other songs, coming in at number one and number two on your popular list by quite a margin. What do you think's different about these songs for that to happen?
I don't know. I mean, it could be the production, maybe. I think, like I said before, in Runaway, it's like Punch the Air Triumphant. You know, it's kind of got that Heartland Rock, you know, Bruce Springsteen, Gaslight Anthem kind of feel to it. And This House Is Ours, I think anyone can appreciate that song, you know, being in any genre, you know, that's your favourite music to listen to. It's just one of those songs that I think is quite universal, I think, in the way like maybe Wonderwall is, and a few other things like that. But yeah, we're incredibly proud of how well they've done on Spotify. It's incredible, really. So there is a considerable amount more streams of those two songs than the others, but I'm not complaining, it's all good.
Brilliant. And so, talking about your music, you can't help but notice you're an English band. As your bio puts it, your music style primarily consists of rock with an emphasis on Americana, and your music does have a very American feel to it. What inspired this?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it was a synergy of the band members coming together, I think. I think it was Fireworks magazine about 2 years ago said that we sound like UK Americana, if that's a genre. And we were like, okay, that's fair enough, because, you know, we don't really sound like many other bands. It just sounds like us. So we just thought that the Americana tag is maybe something we could get in with. And obviously we fell in with a lot of other Americana bands. And, you know, we've been written about and played on a lot of specialist Americana shows, which is incredible, really. So it was nice to kindly find the kind of, you know, pigeonhole, a niche in the market that we could fit into, really. So I think we've played up to it, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Your music does have a very unique feel to it, and to be honest, I absolutely love it. I've been listening to it a lot.
Thank you, that means a lot. Thanks, Dan.
And in fact, next I want to play another song of yours, Runaway.
We
So that was Runaway from the Fireflies, who we are talking to right now. So you've just finished your second day of the Coffee House sessions. We're pre-recording this. And how do you think it's going so far?
Yeah, it's going really well. We played Buckinghamshire Student Union yesterday, along with Royal Holloway in London, and played obviously Bournemouth today, which was absolutely incredible. That was a really, really good crowd. It was a huge crowd. And everyone seems really receptive to it. You know, it's you know, there's another band on with us called President Street, and it's us, so we're kind of hijacking everyone's kind of lunchtime in the student union, which I'm kind of aware of, and I was feeling like, oh, the people really want to hear this. But the reception's been absolutely incredible, in particular today. So we've got Bath and Bristol tomorrow, then we've got Oxford and Warwick, and then we've got, I think we're up north next week, the likes of Kiel, Staffordshire, Manchester, Liverpool, Newcastle, and I think Nottingham, Bradford and Leeds. So, yeah, it's pretty full on, but it's very enjoyable. So the other band that are on with us there from Australia, President Street, and they're really nice guys to be tour buddies with, I guess. It's lovely stuff.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to them later in the show as well, and I'm really excited for that. So,
awesome.
This tour is taking you between a lot of different universities. So I can imagine that's got quite a different feel to other gigs you've done. What do you think about the sort of feel? Is it different?
Yeah, it's massively different. It's like, because people are here to not necessarily see our band, so it's kind of, you go out kind of armed to win people over, I think. It's a very different kind of battle plan when you come here, really. So, like I said before, it's just kind of hijacking people's kind of social time, because normally if there's a gig and it's the O2 or it's at a theatre like Blackburn, or we play, I think it's King George's Theatre or Brinley Theatre or one of the O2s, Manchester or Liverpool, obviously people pay, you know, the ticket price to come and see us. So if you're just kind of in a student union in the next fortnight, obviously, you know, we're going to be there kind of in the corner trying to win people over. But it does feel different, but it's a lot of fun. It kind of gives you that, you know, we're going to play to that one person that cares, or, and then by the end of the gig, like, everyone's kind of clapping and loving it. So that's kind of how it's been, really, which is quite nice.
Yeah, it does sound like a really exciting, I imagine it's a very vibrant situation to be in.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it's incredible, actually.
So what actually got you started as a band? I'm going to go back a little bit now, talk about what inspired you, what got you started playing the music you do.
Yeah, I started the band in, I think it was about 2007 in Vancouver, but it wasn't really a band, it was just me with an acoustic guitar, just kind of going across West Vancouver, just playing these little coffee houses. Funny how it's come full circle to be doing the coffee house tour now. But yeah, so then I kind of auditioned for guys that wanted to, you know, be in a band and kind of, because I've always been the sole songwriter, but it's only been through proxy, it's not been because, like, I've said, right, I write all the songs or whatnot, just the way it's kind of worked out. So, but yeah, we've been going for a long time, and we've released, you know, 4 albums in that time, with our 5th coming up shortly. We just kept going. We've just been, you know, people have left, people have joined, and we've just, through all the years, we've always had, you know, really good feedback. People have enjoyed us. We've got lots of fans because we were always out on the road, always releasing new music. So it was just, I just wanted to put these songs out that I'd written, and I just kind of wanted people to appreciate them, really. And with that happening over the last maybe 2 years since we got signed, it's been, you know, incredibly humbling. It's a lot of fun, I must say.
Yeah, I can imagine it's been a really exciting journey to be on.
Yeah, very much so. Because, like, we started out from nothing. You know, it was just me with an acoustic guitar to what it is now. It's been absolutely incredible. It's hard to fathom sometimes, but we just keep going. We just really enjoy it. You know, the band members enjoy it. We just keep on going, writing and releasing more music, and it's why we do it. You know, it's kind of in our blood, I guess. It's just, you know, what I want to do.
So what would you say has been the most defining part of your journey so far? What's been the most really exciting thing you've had happen?
There's been a few. I mean, when we get played at Old Trafford, Manchester United home games, like a month or so ago, we were invited on MUTV, which has about 30 million subscribers worldwide, to play Paddy Corryn's 80th party live. So that's been on MUTV every day. I think he's on today as well. That was good. And then obviously there was our own beer. So we've got the Northern Lights beer that's for sale in One Corner Society. But hopefully our record label are going to start selling that as well. So there's been a myriad of things, really. I mean, the tour we're on now, it just gets better and better and better. You know, we've just kept on with it. And it's just been absolutely incredible. You know, things have kind of gone from strength to strength. But when I get like a little notification saying that we've got played at Old Trafford today or a few weeks ago or whatnot, you know, that kind of means a lot as well, because I'm a big Man United fan, so.
Well, yeah, that leads actually straight into my next question, which was going to be, your bio says you played a lot at Old Trafford. Are you all fans of the club or is that just you?
I think the original, a couple of the original guys were like big United fans, but me and Andy, the drummer, she's a big United fan, and Spike and Joe are in the band. They're not massive fans of music, they're not massive fans of football. But they, because of the connection with the band and United, they say that they're a United fan. And Chris as well, our keyboard player, is as well. So, yeah, pretty much.
Brilliant! It's got to be good to be played at your home club.
Yeah, definitely.
So, what is there coming up in the future for the band that fans should be getting excited about? Can you give us any sneak previews?
Yeah, well, we've got the album coming out on the 31st of May, which is pretty good. Then we've got some gigs. We've got Prohibition Studios in Liverpool, which is, I think that's close to selling out now. There's an Alsager Festival in Cheshire with support from BBC Radio Stoke. So there's loads of stuff coming up all the time, really. So it's just a really, really busy year at the moment. But I think with the fifth album coming out, everything's kind of basing. I mean, even the tour we're on now, everything's leading up to that. You know, that's kind of the reason we're doing it, to promote, you know, the album.
Yeah, so how did you actually get involved in the coffee house sessions anyway? What brought that on?
Yeah, I just think they, everyone applies for it, obviously. I think they only take something like six bands a year or something like that. So it was obviously a massive application process. But they just got back to us, I think it was around October, and we just said, like, you've been considered for this, are you interested? And we were like, well, yeah, of course, because it's like, you know, it's a no-brainer, really, to go out on the road and just play, you know, two, three gigs a day. So that was it, really. Like, years ago, we'd have applied for it, and people would have just been like, nah. But now, because it's the whole package, you've got a lot going on, it's, you know, sometimes it's in a promoter's interest to get involved with the band, because they know, you know, something good's going to come out of it, you know, at least some promotion or whatnot. So, but yeah, we're very happy to have, you know, I don't say be chosen or whatnot, but it just, I'm really thrilled to be part of it, really. So something I didn't think possible, like, you know, a year, maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's definitely very exciting. There's a lot of big things happening for you guys at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's incredible. And like I said, it's grown out of nothing. You know, just me with my guitar and my back in Vancouver to what's happening now. So it's incredible. Another nice thing is as well, like, the fans that we've got and listeners on Spotify and social media is like, you know, 10,000 Spotify listeners a month. And okay, we're not mainstream and people haven't heard of us, but the people who have heard of us are our fans, and they kind of stick with us. You know, we've made loads of fans over the last 10 years, and those three people that first came to gigs, you know, still come to the gigs now. You know, they're still, and if they're in Canada, they're still, you know, they get involved, they tweet at us and say, I'm listening to this or whatnot. So we've kind of made a little Fireflies community, really, which I didn't think was possible, but people are still with us. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Sounds brilliant. So of all the songs you've written so far, which one is, would you say, most special for you, and why is that?
I think Grace is the first one we released with Children in Reports, and that's the first track on the upcoming album as well. And it just, like I say, we've been playing it every day here on the tour, and it just means a lot to me, like the words and everything. It's about my wife, the drummer. So it's just one of those songs, really, that I was just massively proud of, and it just seems to take off. And I sent the demo of it to Strawberry Moon Records, and we got signed on the back of it. So that song means a lot to me, really. Definitely that one.
All right, so we'll give that one a play right now, actually.
We got something built to last, something so strong. The leaves on the avenue, they crunch beneath my feet, our feet. We are blowing in the wind, it's nature's symphony. Come on and sing for me. I'm just like broken glass, pieces but not for long. Something built to last, something so strong. Oh, I go anywhere rather than with you, yes I will, as long as I'm with you. Oh, I go anywhere rather than with you, yes I will, my love, as long as I'm with you. Broken glass, pieces but not for long. Yeah, 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 yeah. We got something built to last, something so strong. Oh, I go anywhere, whether I'm with you, yes I will, as long as I'm with you.
That was Grace from the Fireflies, who are with us right now. So what would you say to any fans who are maybe just getting started on their own musical journey? What advice would you give them?
Just keep going. Do what you want to do. Don't compromise your music. You know, play the music that you want to play and just keep pushing. You know, don't kind of listen to what... I'm not saying don't listen to other musicians, but don't listen to people like labels and whatnot if they don't like you and they're interested and they're trying to mould you into their sound, or promoters or something like that. And certainly not the gigs where you have to sell 25 tickets to your friends to get paid, things like that. You know, stay clear of those things. But I think just don't compromise. Just have a vision for yourself, you know, and just keep going and just keep playing as many shows as you can. Get a really good demo, you know, good quality demo, and send it out. And, hopefully you keep at it enough and you'll garner a fan base.
Okay, brilliant. Cheers for that.
Thank you, Dan.
So, good luck on the rest of the tour.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. See you soon, mate.
All right, see you soon. So, in just a few minutes, we're going to be on with President Street. But until then, we're going to play one more song from the Fireflies. It's Hummingbird.
Can't you see?
That was Hummingbird from The Fireflies. So I'm here now with Pete, Gav and Ruby from President Street. They're also doing the Coffee House Sessions tour, and you've just finished your second day. How do you think it's going so far?
Yeah, it's been great. We've really enjoyed it. We've really got to see a few different places around the south of England, which is great for us. We've obviously come from Australia. So we're getting to see pretty cool places that, you know, some nice towns and beautiful old universities. So we're really, really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's. I can imagine it's a lot of fun. You're predominantly playing in universities, aren't you? So is that different to other live performances you've done in the past?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, normally we're in the pubs and, you know, it's full of beers. At the moment we're doing universities and it's much more coffees and teas, but that's good.
So it's a very different vibe than I can imagine.
Yeah, it's nice. Plus, we're acoustic. This is an acoustic tour, so it's much more stripped back. We're just doing a couple of acoustic guitars, a couple of vocals. So the whole vibe of the tour is just a lot more relaxed, and we're really enjoying it.
Brilliant. And as you said, you're actually based in Melbourne in Australia, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
So what is it that brought you all the way over here to the UK?
Well, we've just been, I suppose we've had a bit of music come out over here over the last year or so. And we've had some really nice support across a few different stations, radio stations and stuff in the UK. And sort of we got the call up to say, why don't you think about coming over and maybe as a first, you know, dipping the toe in the water, why don't you come and do this acoustic tour? So we're very excited. So, yeah, here we are.
Okay, brilliant. And how are you finding it over here? Is it different to what you're used to, audience-wise or anything else?
Audience, not so much. I mean, the countryside's very different for us. We're driving around and seeing a lot. So, you know, the way that the towns and the villages and the buildings and the roads are very different. So we're really enjoying getting to be tourists a little bit on the side. So that's been great.
Okay, brilliant. And you've just released your latest track, Can't Go On. So we're going to give that a play right now. And then afterwards, hopefully you can tell us a little bit about what inspired the track.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Take this anymore. This feeling. chills me to my core. I can't go on without you.
Okay, so that was Can't Go On from President Street, who are still here with us. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired that track?
Yeah, that song, I mean, really was a... I think the way that song came about was really from the very first lyrics, you know, the very first line of the song, you know, really set the tone about betrayal or you know, sort of lost love, and was sort of just sort of grew from there, really. It was a... The first line came out and the rest just sort of flowed out of it, you know, which often happens, and I think, in the songwriting, that songwriting process.
Okay, brilliant. And out of all the tracks you've released so far, what would you say your favourite one is? What's the most special one for you?
Oh, of course I have to say Can't Go On, don't we? I think we're all very fond of Yeah, I Know, which is a track that came out a little while ago, but... That still seems to be live, the song that people react to quite strongly. So, yeah, we're all very fond of that, I think. Yeah, everyone would agree.
I was going to say, I really love Forward Stride as well. It's one that we often use opening our gigs as well. It's a really uplifting song, and, yeah, personally, I really love Forward Stride as well.
Which is off the first EP.
Yeah. Mm.
So what is it that sort of inspired the your sort of style of music then with all these different tracks?
Yeah, I suppose... A lot of what we try and do is sort of thinking about what we've always focused on is really about songwriting front and center. We've really just tried to write songs that find an emotion, and then we try and find the way of playing out that emotion through the music, through the lyrics, through the vocals, through the production. So we sort of try and be as pure to the songwriting process as we can, and really just try and find what we think is the best way to play out the emotion underlying the song. So that's why some of them are quite... We have quite a big movement in difference in tempos if you listen to our songs on Spotify or whatever. Some of them are quite high tempo, some of them are quite chilled, some of them are quite distorted guitar and heavy, and others are very stripped back. So we just try and work out what we think the core essence of the song that we're trying to write, and we just let it sort of write itself as much as it can.
Yeah, I can definitely hear when I listen to your music, it's very emotional. There's a lot of raw emotion put into your music.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't think we're very good at writing fluffy I love you songs.
They're all breakup songs.
Yeah.
So next up, we're going to be playing another great track from you guys. It's Yeah, I Know. So that was Yeah, I Know from President Street, who are still here with us. So can you tell me a little bit about what brought you together as a band? What got you started playing music?
Yeah, it was quite a few different sort of divergent coming together, really. I suppose for the three of us, the first start was I actually answered an ad which Gav put up with his project that he was touring Australia, and he was looking for a percussionist, and I play some percussion. So I ended up touring with him initially, and we went and did a few dates around Australia, and then I said, oh, you know, we've got this thing, President Street, why don't you get involved? And then he did, and that's been fantastic. And then we had some songs, and we thought we wanted a female singer, and there's a music website in Australia where potential singers or artists can put up and find other projects. And Ruby was on there, actually. She was barely on there, but we managed to get her in the 1 month that she put herself up there. But the funny thing about that was that all of the singers that were up there were doing all these fully produced, basically studio recorded songs, but Ruby just sang into her iPhone in the bathroom, completely a cappella, and we were so taken by that, we're like, oh, we loved her voice, of course.
I didn't say that I was in the bathroom when I was recording it, you know, but that is where I was when I was recording it, because it had good acoustics.
Exactly. So it was just completely just her voice singing a cappella, so that was really fantastic. We were very taken.
Okay, it sounds like a pretty good way to come together as a band then.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I suppose we were all driven by music and we all just sort of found each other.
Yeah, and we've got a really great drummer and bassist based in Sydney as well, so they're fantastic. We would have loved for them to be here with us in the UK, but next time.
They weren't acoustic enough.
No.
Okay, brilliant. So what would you say the most defining part of your journey so far has been then? What's that one special moment that you have?
I reckon the day when we just got into London and, you know, the first time in England, the first time in London walking the streets before we took off, I thought it was really amazing that first day. So
yeah, just that excitement when we did a little run through in our accommodation in London as well, and it was just like, woof, this is it, and just that anticipation of the first few days, really.
Yeah, I mean, you can play hundreds of gigs in your own hometown, in your own home country, but to be in another part of the world to play your shows, it's exciting.
So next up, I want to play another one of your songs. It's one that we mentioned earlier. It's Forward Stride. So that was Forward Stride from President Street, who are still on with us right now. Can you give us some sneak peeks about anything you might have lined up in the future for fans to get excited about?
We're pretty hopeful that we might be able to come back, hopefully in the summer maybe, see how things pan out. We're kind of hoping that we might be able to come back and maybe with the full band and make a bit more noise would be awesome.
Okay, brilliant. So I guess that'll go up on your Facebook page if that happens?
Yeah.
All right, so anyone who's interested in keeping an eye open for that, make sure you go and like the Facebook page, which will be tagged on the Facebook post for the station. And I guess finally then, what would you want to say to any of your fans who are just starting out on their own musical journey?
Don't give up. Just keep going. Persistence is the key. Get good at your art. Get rid of the ego and just make sure that you're making the best music possible. Believe in your music and, yeah, don't stop.
Just enjoy it, because music is to be enjoyed.
Okay, brilliant. Cheers for that. And good luck on the rest of the tour.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
So that was President Street, and before that we had the Fireflies. So make sure you go check both of them out on Facebook and keep listening to Cam FM.